You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Don't forget to tune in to News Channel 5, WWEWS, the new TV home of the Cleveland Browns, every Sunday at 11 a.m. to catch Inside the Cleveland Browns with Sarah Carnes and Dustin Fox, followed by the all-new Dog Pound Report at 11:30 a.m., hosted by myself and Andy Baskin. 216-578-0850. Put a question out on Twitter for the Jort Report today. Want to poll you. Are male capri pants worse than jorts?
Yes.
Okay. I think so as well.
I have a pair of those as well.
I have a picture out there of in some Lululemon male capri pants of my good friend Zach Layton. And I want to know. That's today's burning question for the Jort Report. Let us know. All right. 216-578-0850. Are the Browns the best secondary in the league? Do you believe that? And then let's get into some questions you got on Twitter. The real Xavier P., the career coach, he says, is McCown looking like a quarterback, not a serviceable Hoyer, a real decent quarterback, more Bears than Bucks? Your thoughts?
He's been more than serviceable. I think we will see a significantly different offense with him as the leader. He's able to move. What I love about him, as I mentioned before, that he can make all the throws from the pocket. He doesn't get the happy feet there in the pocket. And I believe the leadership ability that he has is something that has grown over the course of this OTA and minicamp, and he's earned the trust of the other players in the locker room.
He is, and his leadership, that's what stood out. People are very excited about his leadership, what he is bringing to this team. 216-578-0850, and another one on Twitter here. This is an interesting one. If you had to do this one right now, who are the top three big-name players that you think are fighting for their roster lives? Derek Moses says, what well-known players or do you predict not making? We don't want to predict not making, but I would say what well-known names or guys that people know are familiar with do you think are really fighting for their jobs in training camp?
It's tough to name names. I always wanted to say no names, please. But I would think that I think Billy Winn is a guy. You know, Buck Wild Billy become a good friend and, you know, someone I'd love to see to make this roster. And actually he's played some of his best football in this OTA minicamp session is a guy that's going to be on the bubble. I think you look at a guy like Ishmaili Kitchen is a guy who received that second round tender as well, who will probably be on the bubble simply because of how deep that defensive line is. Travis Benjamin is a guy who's probably on the bubble to make this roster. Who else? I think defensively, I just don't know how you carry so many talented cornerbacks with none of them essentially having availability on the practice squad. It's because if there are no injuries in the defensive backfield, at some point or another, you're going to need a roster spot. Yep. You know? So it's just very difficult. And I don't think a quarterback's in question. You know, if anybody's, you know, thinking about, you know, Johnny Manziel's, you know, tenure here in Cleveland, he needs this year to prove himself that he can level his head as a person and as a professional and create headway towards being the quarterback that they thought he was when he was drafted. So that's pretty much it. Do you carry three? You carry all three tight ends? That's a question that I have. Hausler, Barnage, Dre. So I think one of those three could be gone simply because, you know, it's going to be a tight roster.
It is.
Yeah, after last year's, I know Cam Irving solidifies, you know, the debacle that was that offensive line. Once Alex Mack got hurt, he's done that. But I think there's a scare factor out there because of what happened on the offensive line that you may carry an extra body here or there. Offensive line, defensive line, corner. Those are three places where I think you can be heavy on this roster. So do you only carry three inside linebackers? I know other teams that are in 3-4 defenses do that because they carry four or five outside linebackers because those guys rush the passer. You want fresh bodies rushing the passer, and you can get away with three linebackers. That means a guy like, you know, Tank Carter, Darius Eubanks, Pollard, the draft pick, who will have practice squad eligibility, but do you release one of the vets, keep Pollard on the practice squad, and can bring him up at will when you need him? So
right.
There's going to be a lot of pushing and pulling on this roster, so I did my best.
There are. No, I think it's tough. I think quarterback, you're looking, you know, Connor Shaw battling with Thaddeus Lewis for the third job. I think Connor Shaw should have the edge there.
Practice squad eligibility as well, so you only have to carry two quarterbacks.
Right, and that's where I think he would ultimately end up being. I think you really hit the big ones. I think on the defensive line, you know, Ishmaili Kitchen, Phil Taylor, Billy Wynn, can all three be here? I don't know.
And sorry to interrupt, but I think Phil Taylor is a guy who deserves to make this roster if he plays up to his potential and can stay healthy through camp. The only reason he may be in question is because they feel like they are getting equivalent work out of Ishmaili Kitchen and Billy Wynn on that defensive line. And Phil, in his I believe in his fifth year in his rookie deal, is just more expensive than both of them combined. So you're getting a kind of a two-for-one deal.
He is. And I think he's going to be here, but I think these are the names.
I do too.
That defensive line is going to have some battles. I think you hit on the nail on the head with Travis Benjamin, Marlon Moore. Do both of those guys make this team? Only one of them make this team. Do neither of them make this team? Does Rodney Smith jump up? So that's something that you're going to have to watch.
Johnson Bademose, you know
what I mean? Right. Do these guys who are just specialists, as your roster gets deeper, can you make it as just a specialist? Now, I think you can.
I do too.
Because you're going to be such a defensive-oriented team and punting the football with Andy Lee. When a guy booms it like he does, I was told he hit a punt yesterday in practice that went 65 yards from the line of scrimmage. So he probably kicked it about 75 yards with how far back he stands and had over 5 seconds of hang time.
Yeah. That's going to be fair caught 9 times out of 10.
That's ridiculous.
And if it's not, though,
you need guys to make those gunners.
Exactly. You do. That's the push and pull. And what's so funny is to be in the – some people might go, oh, man, this is going to be so tough. This is horrible for the Browns. No, this is the best thing for the Browns. These are predicaments that winning football organizations have every single training camp, every single year. There are guys that they've drafted that they don't want to cut, that they have to release, and because – there's just so much talent, and that's the one thing that had been stated, you know, prior to these OTAs is those specialty players have to have a positional role because there are too many positional role guys that play very well on offensive defense that can grow into a special teams role. But that all being said, to go back to how this team is being built, it is going to be a top five defense. It is going to be a top 10 rushing team offensively, and we have to play a high level of special teams.
Yep.
So you got to, and that's the question I asked Coach Tabor, and I've talked to, you know, some of the draft picks and Ray Farmer about the mentality of these young players that they must know, although they're drafted to play a position on offense or defense, their best opportunity to make this football team is by balling out on special teams.
Got to do it. Ball out on special teams. That's the key. All right, when we come back, we're going to hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, about what this team has accomplished in minicamp in the offseason before the team takes its break and gets ready to go for training camp coming up in over a month's time. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.